Hello, good afternoon. My name is Hugo Cordova, and I am podcasting for the very first time. I was recommended by a few friends that maybe I should start podcasting because I always have a lot to say, especially when it comes to sports. I am a huge sports fanatic, and I always voice my opinion, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or just general conversations with friends. So I decided to give it a shot, and being that it's the summer and it's the World Cup, I want to talk about the World Cup. You know, this is something that's very, very big for me, being that I grew up in a household with nothing but soccer fans and with a big passion for soccer, especially for Mexico. Being my dad played, a lot of my uncles played, and it was always a big thing growing up. You know, during the World Cup, we used to get together at my aunt's house and huge barbecues, everybody getting their drink on and enjoying each other's company and rooting for the big green, white, and red. And that's how it was. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the World Cup right now because it's an exciting time. A lot of people are into it. Even people that do not like soccer are talking about the World Cup. I just found out somebody yesterday told me they were watching the game. And I was like, "You watch soccer?" He's like, "Hell yeah, I'm a huge soccer fan." I was like, "First time I heard of it." But it's okay. You know, the more the merrier. We need the sport to grow, especially in the U.S. But basically, like I said, yeah, I wanted to talk about a little bit about the World Cup right now with a lot of the powerhouses actually struggling right now. Teams like Germany, Argentina, what else? Brazil barely getting by. Who else is out there that's been struggling? Portugal, even though they won one game and tied another one against Spain, they did not look good in either game. Morocco actually dominated them a couple days ago. I'm surprised they didn't tie or win that game. Same thing with Spain, too. We'll see what happens, but they pretty much dominated Portugal, and they got a tie out of it. You know, the team they played, I forgot who they played the other day. They got a win by, you know, I think it was 1-0. Is a struggle as well, too. So there's been a lot of shock right now going on in the World Cup. A lot of shockers right now, especially yesterday with Argentina getting killed 3-0. I want to say I feel bad for Messi because he has a lot of pressure to win one because they always say that the greats have to win one. You know, the great soccer players in history have won the World Cup. Even his fellow countryman, Maradona, which a lot of people compare him to. Some people say he's better. Some people say he's not. That he's not. I beg to differ. You know, I think that Messi's really, really good. But can you really call yourself the greatest? Especially if you can't help your country win a huge tournament. You know, at least the Copa America. He hasn't even been able to win that. Yeah, he took Argentina to the championship 4 years ago when they lost that heartbreaker in overtime against Germany, but he hasn't been able to come through for his country. And here's the difference, because the big question's always been in soccer right now, who's better, Messi or Ronaldo? You know, me personally, and from talking to other people, they seem to believe the same thing. Messi has a better team. Cristiano doesn't really have anybody on that team to really help him out. They play good, but Cristiano's always the one bailing them out. They've even won the Euro Championship. Now, that is a huge tournament. It's probably the second biggest tournament. Now, I would say probably the third behind the Champions. Probably the World Cup, the Champions League, and then probably the Euro. But he's helped them win that. Yes, take it that he got hurt in the championship game, and Portugal pulled it out towards the end, but at least they won it. With Messi, Argentina hasn't won anything. So the question is, who's better? You know, people have different opinions. People probably might think differently. But before, I would always say, especially being a Barcelona fan, I always thought Messi was probably the best out of both of them. But the more and more that I see him play, it's hard for me to say that he's better than Cristiano Ronaldo. At least Cristiano Ronaldo has taken his country and won a huge tournament. Messi hasn't. And that's that Messi has better players on his team for Argentina.
You know, you got Di Maria, Higuain, Aguero, Dybala. You know, you have first-class superstars that play in huge teams. And Portugal really doesn't have... They have young guys and older guys. Pepe's washed up. Pepe's just a has-been. And for some reason, they still win. They still find a way to win. So, me personally, it's hard for me to give it to Messi just for that reason, that he hasn't been able to come through for his country. I know he has a lot of pressure. And maybe he should show some more aggressiveness, some more passion on the field, because he really doesn't. You know, he'll look up in the sky, he'll look down. You don't see him talking or yelling into anybody. And that's one thing that Ronaldo does. Ronaldo actually yells at his teammates. He gets them motivated. He yells at them when they mess up. And maybe they feel the pressure. And that's the reason why probably they've actually done okay. And Argentina doesn't. You know, but that's always the big question there. Who is better? And like I said, to me personally, I definitely believe that Ronaldo's probably surpassing him little by little. We'll see what happens. You know, today with the victory of Nigeria, the soccer gods, it looks like the soccer gods are trying to find a way to get Messi into that second round. And hopefully they do, because he is one of the most exciting players there is right now. You can't really say much about him as far as anything negative. You know, for whatever reason, his country's not doing good. But you can't knock down what he's done in his career as far as club-wise. But it's just one of those things that it's a touchy issue for some people, especially some friends that I know that are huge Barcelona fans, and they tell me that I'm crazy for taking Ronaldo. But I just have to be honest. I just call it the way it is. Like I said, me personally, I would say Ronaldo's probably one step ahead of him right now. And Neymar's creeping up. You know, Neymar is trying to do everything that he can for his country right now. He's playing hurt. You can tell that his ankle is not good. He hurt himself the other day. He hurt himself in practice again. Today he was limping a little bit, but he's still out there battling. So you got to give him his props, you know. There's still a lot of soccer left in the World Cup. We got Mexico playing tomorrow. We'll see how they go. Of course, I'm rooting for them all the way. You know, hopefully they can get past that fifth game, past the fourth game to get to the fifth game. It hasn't happened in a long time. We're all hoping it does happen. We'll see what Germany does. You know, can they bounce back? Which I'm sure they will. They're one of the biggest giants, you know. And one team that I actually would recommend you guys to keep your eye on, they were actually my second pick, pardon me, to win the World Cup, is Belgium. Belgium has a squad. Okay, my first pick was France, but they're struggling. They've barely won by the bare minimum both games against Austria and then Peru. And Peru is no joke. Kind of feel bad for those guys because I love the way they play. They're hard, they're dirty, they give it all. They've had chances in both games against Denmark and yesterday against France. You know, and I feel bad because they're already out, but that team can definitely give. You can ask Denmark and France how good they are. But yeah, like I said, my champion that I was picking originally was France, and my second was Belgium. Belgium with Lukaku up top, Courtois as their goalie, which is probably one of the best ones up there, Hazard, and they got that one other guy from Liverpool as well too. He's a hell of a player. You know, do not sleep on Belgium. Do not be surprised if they come out at the end raising the trophy. France, they got to get better. France is the type of team that, you know, they can actually have two teams easily in the World Cup because they're that deep. So, like I said, there's a lot of things going on right now in the World Cup. It's very exciting time. Let's see what happens. And we'll go from there. So, for today, I guess that's it for my first podcast. I will be commentating on other topics in sports. Like I said, I'm a huge sports fan. I'm going to be talking about the whole NBA free agency. Is LeBron coming to LA? I'm a huge Dodgers fan. What are they going to do? Are they going to wake up? Which it looks like they're starting to. But are they going to give Kershaw that help that he needs? I'm a huge USC football fan as well too. You know, we're gonna, it's a new era. Now that Sam Darnold took off to the NFL, you know, will they be able to come out and play like their usual? So like I said, there's a lot of things that I'm gonna be talking about. Today was just the first episode, and we'll go from there. So this is Hugh Cordova signing off today, which is June 22nd of 2018. And let's have a great day out there. Take care. Bye.